Hello, folks. Off-Grid Gary here. Been kind of an odd weekend. For starters, we just had really not much sun. Weather's been changing. The temperatures have dropped. We started getting rain. So it wasn't like a great weekend as far as getting out and enjoying yourself, but we changed it up a little bit. And yesterday, me and my boys, we went to our hunting spot, and it's thick timber, you know, and we went ahead and put us a bushcrafting shelter up with a tarp, 8x10 tarp for the roof, and then we had some camouflage. It kind of looks like leaves, but it's not, and it's a cloth camouflaging thing you throw over. You can throw it over like a section that's 8x10 and it just disappears. So we put that as the front of our camp. So when you're looking from the area we hunt and looking up, you can't even see it in the woods. I mean, it's totally invisible. So we built that, and my sons, they found some wet wood sticks and chopped them up and started a fire. We made some coffee and hot cocoa for the evening, and before returning home late that night, we just had a really nice time. And then that kind of summed up our Saturday, because we just spent it all day in the woods. And then Sunday, you know, I've kind of laid around watching the fire, and we got a fire wood stove that we can cook on. You know, it's a stove. It's got an oven, griddle, you know, so forth. And just been kind of taking the day easy, looking around. But I wanted to make a quick podcast and to let everybody know that we still kicking and we still going. We haven't killed any more hogs. We only killed 12 so far. That's the number we've had for a while now. We are looking to get some more because we're in the process of learning how to cure some of our meats. We're going to do some salt porks as well. I want to make my own bacon, that kind of thing. We're also just got through smoking a big, huge batch of cheese on the smoker. And we did mozzarella, we did Gouda, we did just all kinds of cheese. There is a video on YouTube on that as well. But what I was getting to everybody at, we did open a Patreon account up. I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's Patreon or Patreon, something like that. But we're on there as well. If you want to be a sponsor there, please click, you know. And you can sponsor us. We're also on YouTube under Off-Grid Gary. We're off the grid and on solar on Anchor here. But we're Off-Grid Gary on Twitter. We're Off-Grid Gary on YouTube. We're Off-Grid Gary on MeWe. Every site, if you find me on there, it's going to be Off-Grid Gary. For the most part, it's MeWe, YouTube, Twitter, as of this point, and Anchor, of course, for the podcast. And Patreon. We just got that up and going. It's opened. We make random posts on there, but naturally nobody sees them until they start. When it works, nobody sees it until they start sponsoring you. But we got a lot of stuff going on. And like I say, we've been smoking cheese. We've been doing our hunting. We've been just doing our everyday living, working here from the homestead. And just kind of doing our own thing, relaxing and just enjoying what we have here for time. So it was a nice, you know, nice wet weekend. It's not a great weekend, but it was fairly nice. I mean, yesterday we got out in the woods. It was cool, you know, a little damp, but we was able to make us a dry place. This morning the boys went over and checked on it, and it was bone dry inside. We got a lot of rain all night. And we did a quick little video that's on YouTube as well on it. If you want to go over there and check it out, it's Off Grid Gary on YouTube, and you can watch us as we're enjoying our coffee. So with that being said, and not a lot going on locally around us, we're just like I say, we're just, the weather's been kind of cool. It's been kind of nasty out. And it hasn't been just, you know, normal sunshine, you know, nice temps, that kind of thing. It's nice and chilly outside. The sky is gray. So when you go out to the woods at this particular point, you're out there tweaking a bushcrafting camp or you're hunting, you know, and you're trying to stay warm in the process. So a number one rule that we carry in our backpacks, just to be on the safe side for weather like this, we always have hand warmers in our backpack. That is a must. Always keep at least 4 to 5 hand warmers in your backpack. And what we'll do is we'll just kind of go over a gear content in our bags, or in my bag, I should say, and to kind of help you figure out what you're going to need. For starters, you need a backpack. And if you're going to have a backpack, you want to have the essential items you need. You need a decent first aid kit. You need a good knife, a light, hand warmers. Must need hand warmers, especially when it's cold. You want a camp cup, which is a metal cup with a handle on it so you can heat water in it or make you a meal in it. You don't have to have a gear bag, but you want something big enough. You can have some hooks, some fishing lines, some sinkers, and a bobber or two. You want, my pack weighs probably 50 pounds, 60 pounds, a little heavy, but I have a lot of gear in there. I have a razor sharp machete that you can shave with. It's got a saw and machete on it. I carry a hatchet. You know, I carry a full first aid box in my, or not first aid box, I carry a tackle box that's maybe 1.5 inches thick, 6 inches wide by 9 inches long. It's one of them plastic trays. I got a lot of fishing gear in it. I do have a fishing pole in mine. I didn't carry it with me yesterday because we weren't going to where there was water. But I did carry a 9x10 canvas, which I did sacrifice that for the rooftop for our shelter, our bushcrafter shelter we made over there. But overall, my backpack contains pretty much everything you need to survive. I even have chicken and rice in my backpack. You know, so if I can't make it home, to be fair, there's enough gear in my bag, on my pack. I could disappear for probably 4 to 5 days and come out alive with no problems. I don't carry any guns or ammo in my backpack. Most cases I don't. I do have an AR-7 U.S. Henry Survival 22 that does fit in my backpack. Like if we was going out in the forest, I would carry. But when we're just going to our lease, we're already hunting anyway, so we're already carrying our hunting rifles with us. So it's not like I need to carry a gun in my pack. I do carry paracord with me, and it's a good thing I had my paracord with me yesterday because I had a big thing of paracord, and you'll be amazed on how much that you use when you're tied stuff to trees and anchor your canvas. You know, just the little things you need, you've got with paracord, because if you need a little string to hook to your like, let's say you have a bonfire going, and you put your two sticks up, and you put your little stick across the top to hang your coffee pot on, you can use a piece of paracord for that. I mean, paracord comes in handy for all kinds of things. And, you know, I like carrying paracord with me. I carry 1100 paracord and I carry 550 paracord. The 1100 paracord, I'll be honest, I don't use it for much stuff, but when I need it, it's there for a reason. Like my belt broke the other day. Just a simple thing. It was an old belt. It broke. I needed a belt. So what I do, I grabbed a piece of 1100 paracord, which 550 works just fine for, by the way. But I grabbed a piece of that 1100 paracord, looped it through my belt loops with a sailor's knot. Guess what? You got a new belt all over again. So you didn't have to leave the woods, go to Walmart to buy a belt. You just catch the paracord and pick the belt. You know, everything you need to survive when you're in the woods should be in that backpack, whether it's food, water, shelter, whatever. It all comes out of that bag. And of course, naturally, if you're in the woods, if you have a, and, you know, you can buy a 8x10 or a 10x10 cheap canvas for not very much money. It's always worth having one that you can put in your bag, because you never know when you're going to need shelter. And if you need shelter, you want to have it. You know, there's nothing worse than being left out in the cold and rain and not have shelter. If you can stay dry, your chances of surviving are a lot better than if you're cold and wet versus cold. If you can start a fire and stay dry and stay warm, you'll survive. And if you have some grub in that backpack you can make together and eat, you'll survive and you'll sleep with a full tummy. And if you have someplace warm you can sleep that's by that fire that's above with that rain shelter that's over your head, you can actually get a good night's sleep. It all's in the gear that you carry. If you just have your little fanny pack that's got a few little odds and ends in it, and you've already got a camp shelter set up, that's great. But always keep a few supplies in your bushcrafting camp, unless you're in a high area where there's a lot of people walking through. Meyer, we set up our area, there shouldn't be anybody over there because I lease all that acreage of land for our hunting, so I shouldn't have to worry about anybody going over there. And if there was somebody walking through there, chances are they really wouldn't bother anything because they're probably lost if they're back there. But the key thing is to make sure that you always have the right gear in your bag. Something you can cook with, something you can make a fire with. You know, a ferro rod is not expensive. Ferro rod is worth having. A life straw in your backpack is worth having, because you need shelter, fire, water, and food to make it. So that's a quick little rundown scenario of what's kind of in my bag. Everybody's bag is different. Everybody customs their bag to themselves. My boys carry pretty good, decent gear with them, but sometimes they'll have a few Hot Wheels cars in there. Not a necessity, but it keeps you from being bored, I guess. So the little idea for today is always have a to-go bag that you can always grab. Always have some kind of small go bag that's in your vehicle. You know, I keep a go bag in the house, so if I go to town, I just grab it, throw it in the truck, and away I go. And my truck has always got something in it as well. I mean, theoretically speaking, if my truck broke down in the middle of nowhere, I mean, I still have 120 volts because I have solar on the roof of my truck. So my truck is probably a little more extreme than most. And it's just an old 97 beat-up Dodge pickup truck, two-wheel drive extended cab. But I do have 480 watts of solar on the roof, two batteries under the hood, and there's a battery box in the back of the truck with a 1,500-watt pure sine wave inverter. So with that topper shell that's on the back of my old truck, I can stay in there and camp from that and have, for the most part, everything I need right there. So I tell people, you don't have to get the expensive gear. Yeah, it's nice to be able to go out and buy that $150 backpack or whatever, but you don't have to have it. You know, I don't make a ton of money to start with. I've got five kids, been married for going on 30 years. My to-go bag is, I think, was $5 at Goodwill, you know, and my mother actually bought it for me. She seen it and bought it for me. I was here at the homestead, and she saw it. She goes, Gary, I found you a nice backpack. And I appreciate it because it was a backpack I use. I did have a really nice pack before that, but I only spent $36 on it at Walmart, and I gave it to my son. So we don't waste anything. It was a nice pack. My boy loves it, but I like my 50-liter bag better. It's all personal choice what you carry in there. You know, like I say, biggest thing, food, shelter, water, or stuff to get water with. You carry certain tools. You try to keep it as light as possible. And I'll be honest, I'm looking more of a smaller type bag that I can just throw over my shoulder. Something I can keep about 15 to 20 pounds of gear in for while I'm hunting. And the reason why, because now that we have our bushcraft camp set up, I don't necessarily need to carry a 50-pound bag with me when we go hunting because we've already got a shelter set in place after yesterday. You know, we'll start keeping certain things in our bushcraft camp, you know, a few canned goods here or there. You know, we'll probably put a case of water in there, even though I'm not a big bottled water fan. We'll have a few things in there. That way, if we get over there and time kind of catches us by and we stay out too late, we still have what we need to make it through. And that's the stuff you kind of think about, prepare about. If you're not sure, write it down on a piece of paper and think about it. Don't be afraid to watch YouTube. YouTube is a great resource for survival gear. I'm not telling you to buy a certain knife. I'm not telling you to buy a certain saw. I'm just telling you to buy what works for you. Whatever brand that is fine. Most people don't like to... put a dollar on their gear, but you know, good gear isn't going to be cheap, but there's a lot of gear you can make. I got a dog barking, so that means the rest of the family's home. So we're going to let you go and holler at you later. Remember, we're on Twitter, Facebook, not Facebook, we're on Twitter, MeWe, and YouTube. Have a great day. Bye.